Hi, I'm Benjamin from Netherlands, and on Friday the 15th, the Dutch Broadcasting Foundation, better known as NOS, got a tip about a KLM data leak. So KLM sends these text messages if your flights get cancelled, delayed, or with some nice URL with an ultra short code, so they can send more than 300 charts to text messages actually. But the problem is this link goes to a redirect page that does not have any security question asked, like a last name or a zip code or email address, and will just show you passenger info. In this case, actually, somebody entered the wrong phone number, so it ended up at the wrong person, so it wasn't a huge data leak. But Joost from the NOS questioned to me and another security researcher, like, isn't this six-char code too damn short? Well, it turns out it was actually case-sensitive, so if it's just alpha, it's 26 times 2 to the power of 6, which would make like 90 billion combinations. So let's verify with some random best scraping that this is not feasible to scrape. This will fire off 26 parallel curl commands, and thanks to the nice URL globbing of curl, we'll just fire it off. Well, we got 94 not founds, 404s, some mixed up letters, and after a while we got some 403s access denied. And we already got like true redirects to actual the back end to the pages. This is crazy, right? We just checked 100 codes. It already returns data. Actually, of course, these are dummy UUIDs because these UUIDs worked until a few days ago, and I'm not sure if they're fixed everywhere. So the Tom, at the same time, the other security researcher, finds some other code in the Wayback URLs, which also worked. And so we found out it's alphanumeric. So 26 times 2 plus 10 to the power of 6, which would make like 56 billion combinations. But since I was at another conference, PeachConf, I just changed scraping to slow scraping. So just only one parallel job and add a sleep. And I waited a while, removed some 404s of it. The problem was this slow scraping was not blocked, and we're getting a consistent 1% hit on some random chosen prefixes. So KLM is informed by the NOS, and a few hours later the NOS network and I get like a nice access denied of the complete KLM and all the brand names that are under Akamai. So what was actually in it? Well, flight info, ticket prices, passenger name records, name, phone number, email addresses, and for international non-Schengen flights also passport info, visa data. We also see some buttons to remove and update info. We did not click on these buttons. So I got a 1% hit ratio, which would extrapolate to more than 500 million records. The NOS did some random small time scraping and they got like 0.5%. And KLM says, well, this is a very hypothetical calculation. We don't want to comment about the size of the leak, and we take our passenger privacy seriously and have a very sophisticated security policy. Bear to Bear nicely summarized it. Well, if you have a very advanced security policy, apparently implies 0.5% chance of success. So on Monday, it hit the news. It also hit the teletext. 40% of it actually is only KLM, 60% is Air France, lots of TLDs involved on these brand names. We also found out like the PNRs, the passenger name records, are locked plain text to Google Analytics, are 42 tags. Yeah, and also they did some redundancy, SHA-2 of the PNR and street names, etc. So yeah, the moral of the story, always check these short codes, because hundreds of millions of people got these short messages and nobody checked to see if it was really random.
Thank you.